Yeah. Whoa, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the first person to do a vocal run like that? And did people lose their minds?
They're like, hey, the song's over. You shouldn't be doing that.
Because singing used to be like this. I've got a flower for you. Will you take my
arm? But going even further back, do you think cavemen sang?
Yeah.
You think for sure they did?
In three-part harmony. Sure,
yeah.
Wow. Why do we think they grunted?
Why do we put that gravelly grunt on their voice?
We know what they sounded like. One, two, three.
Wasn't there that video of what King Tut sounded like? Or
wasn't there a Jesus one too?
That video.
It's so funny.
I loved every variation on that.
Hi, I'm King Tut.
It was so funny. But have you seen that video where they have the caveman skull and they try to determine what the voice would sound like? And so they have this like vocal expert-y dude or whatever that they're saying, okay, now pitch it higher.
Like,
and then
it's
the guys
like
go higher.
Received pronunciation, British 2.
What?
Are you playing a game?
Oh God!
So he asks them to pitch it higher.
The person, the anthropologist, is looking at the skull and saying, "It's like somebody who's like a linguist
and knows
or something.
Skulls and how.
Yes, like
would come
here's
out of
how it would reverberate throughout the skull or whatever. And so this guy that's good at duplicating sounds. I guess he's just like an actor, is able, but he's like very proficient with his voice. Is following the instructions, and he's just saying 1, 2, 3, and then adding in the adjustments as they're giving it to him. And eventually it sounds like 1, 2, 3. And that's what
all cavemen sounded like.
Yeah.
The mammoth! Hey, look, everyone! I drew on the cave! 1, 2, 3!
So there should be some band that samples that as the intro to their song.
There should be three bands that sample that.
Yes, that's
right. There should be eight bands that sampled that.
There should be nine bands that sample that.
I think all bands should sample it.
If nobody samples it by tomorrow, they need to stop being a band.
Music has ended.
Catastrophe.
In an edict issued by Lauren Lapkus, no bands have taken up the challenge.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Threedom. My name is Scott.
My name is Lauren.
My name is Paul.
That's right. That's what your names are.
Yeah.
I was wondering. It's been so long.
What is the longest you've gone not knowing somebody's name that you would see regularly?
Decades. Yeah. Very long.
There's one person in particular that I think of that I started seeing when I first got into comedy, and I know he must have come up to me and introduced himself at one point, and then it's just like, it would be very rude to ask anyone what his name is for decades now. Yeah,
it's so weird when it goes that long and you don't even overhear it from somebody else.
Oh yeah.
It's never said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely got a few of those.
Yeah.
Too afraid to ask.
Yeah. I'm not one of them, right?
Your name is... Wait, don't listen for a second.
Okay.
Is his name...
Now.
Is his name Dalen?
Dalen.
Huh. 1, 2, 3.
I'm like pretty sure it's
something
Dalen.
Like that.
Okay, you don't know either?
No, I've never known.
1, 2, 3.
He says something at the start of the show every time.
Yeah, but I tune out.
I know. I think it's Dalen.
Dalen, okay.
Hey, guys, what do you guys...
Nothing, Dalen.
What?
What?
What? What did you?
What
did you just call
you
me?
Say that,
Dalen.
The last time, where was I? I was on a set and I was saying.
Paul occasionally acts in shows.
This was not acting. I was appearing as myself. This is on After Midnight.
Okay.
And I was.
It's
I
called
decided,
After Midnight now.
Yeah, it's called After Midnight.
I did not catch
it's,
that.
It's
somehow.
Technically called At. After Midnight.
That's right. After Midnight.
Yeah.
And I used to be great with names. I never forgot a name or a face. And then just as time goes on, you just keep meeting people.
I used to never forget either. Yeah. I used to know everyone's name and their whole deal.
Yeah, you should meet all the people you're ever going to meet by the age 25.
That's interesting.
Don't you think? And then you just cycle through them.
That should be like a Tuesdays with Maury kind of book.
Yes. In what way?
You should meet everyone you're ever going to meet by the age of 25.
Oh, and then it's a book about how to live your life. So fast. And people would be clamoring.
It would go into paperback. Then it would go into many
printing. Do you want a ghost write this for me?
Give it to people. Ooh.
Oh, no. Wait, are you an actual ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, no. How did you die, Paul, in between the last episode?
Boredom.
Yeah. And we didn't even pick you up off the ground.
Because I miss my friends.
That's nice. Wait, what the fuck? Baby.
So the thing about there are certain situations where maybe you see the same group of people every month or something.
Sure. There are situations like that.
It's like just long enough where it's like I've forgotten everybody's name that I met.
Right.
And spent a day with them, had a great time. Maybe I never expected to see them again. My brain just deleted those files.
Sure, you don't need that kind of thing.
I took a pottery class recently.
Tell us everything.
Weeks.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm really cultured.
Did you make anything?
I did.
Here's what I did is I was saying everybody's name all day long on the set.
Oh, okay. Like Tom Cruise.
Exactly. My old scene partner.
But it does work when you say, actually, what they tell you is when you meet someone, you should say their name back to them because that actually will do a lot to cement in your brain.
Yes.
If you don't say it out loud, you're really not giving yourself much of a fight.
But I think everyone you talk to, you have to assume you're never going to talk to them ever again.
See, I think on a set, everyone should have name tags. And I don't mean that in a...
I think so too.
It's helpful.
We used to do it on a bajillion and it was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Because then you really just know everyone's name.
Yeah. And after a while, you didn't need the name tags.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Pottery class.
So Mike pottery took a class, pottery class.
Mm-hmm. Lauren took a pottery class.
Hit on the head and fell on her ass.
Pottery class.
Made a bowl, made another bowl. Pottery.
Now I got two bowls.
That's a good song.
I first took the class. So I'm in a little group called Class Club with two other friends of mine.
You're in Class Club.
I don't know that one. And we do a different class every so often. We've done a cookie decorating class. We did a sewing and mending class. Mm. Just
cookie
one-offs.
Cookie decorating class seems like you're just going to eat the cookies. So why bother?
It's fun.
Oh, it's fun.
And they're all one-offs. Sewing and mending class. Like just a few hours. Yeah.
I did a Sean and Mendes class.
Hmm. Where you put Sean and Mendes together?
Yeah.
And then what came out?
And then he appeared. Charlie
Puth. What?
I was like, whoa. What did you say?
You put Sean and Mendes came out, and what came out? Charlie Puth.
Who is that again?
Charlie Puth. Singer.
Sean Mendes. God,
don't you roll your eyes at me.
I can't explain everything.
What a disrespectful child.
He's so your elder.
We also did a pottery class and just a one-off. And then we liked it enough that we decided to sign up. So it was me.
So you re-upped?
Well, so yeah. So the class, one of our class club members wasn't there for the pottery class, but it was me and Mary Holland and Lauren Ashley Smith.
By the way, for new listeners, Mary Holland will never be on Threedom.
Yeah.
She'll never.
She's mentioned a lot. She'll never be on the
show.
Never
be on the show.
Because Threedom is the three of us.
If she came on here, it would throw off everything.
We would just stop talking.
Yeah. Maybe Paige Davis eventually.
Paige Davis. Did we cut her loose?
She wanted to come on.
I think we absolved her of her responsibilities.
It was past the
sell-by date.
She doesn't want...
And then it was Reggie Smith?
She doesn't know that she doesn't
That's right, Reggie Smith
come.
Of the Indiana Pacers. We're waiting to hear from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you re-upped your pottery class, and what happened?
So the class... My class club is Mary Holland, Carrie Barrett, and me. And Carrie couldn't come to pottery, but we had Lauren Ashley Smith come with us. But then we decided, you know what, let's sign up for 6 weeks. And Lauren couldn't do it. So then we had Mary and then Carrie and her boyfriend and then me and my husband, Mike. And we took this class and it was really fun. It was downtown. And there were different, but the kind of the thing of, you know, you're seeing these people every week. Mm-hmm. I did learn everyone's name within that time period. I only know two out of three now. You know, it's like that kind of thing.
So there, meaning the people you didn't know in the class, you learned their names. Because is there a lot of interaction?
Not really, but it's a lot of like walking like by like, each other and being like, hi. And, you know, some small talk of, I learned a bit about their histories. Some people talk more though. You know, in a class environment like that, there are some people who are going to just talk to everyone or the person next to them.
Yeah.
I was really focused on trying to learn this skill, which...
How are you as a potter now?
I made some things that turned out okay, but I think my feeling was I don't care.
You right. don't care enough to make them.
And I never went on my free time because you're allowed to go to the studio and like practice. And it just was a lot for me to go do that. I was like, I just didn't really have much time. And then I also just didn't really want to.
Because everyone thinks pottery. Oh, it's going to be so great. You know, like,
oh, it's so glamorous.
I've seen Ghost. Oh, wow. Like, someone's going to come up behind me.
It is just, really fun, but
I'll see a man sucked to hell.
There were certain parts I didn't like.
I was sucked to hell once. Oh, my God. This is so good.
That's so nasty. There's, like, so many steps. And so each week you're learning kind of a new step.
By the way, now that you're a second mother, are you, like, now a prude?
I'll never, ever talk about dick sucking again.
In a negative light.
No, only positive, baby. There's so many steps to pottery. And
yeah, what are the steps? Take us through.
Oh, God.
One. Gotta get some clay. Put the clay on the wheel.
You get the clay. You weigh it. You knead, you knead it out, which has a word I can't think of right now. And then to get all the air bubbles out.
Yeah,
then
you that seems like the most annoying.
Then you make these like balls that are like about the size that you want. And they're right weight. And then
Lauren, by the way, is miming cupping.
Cupping like Hagrid's balls.
What about working the chef?
I don't want to.
Wait, so you were a potter like a Harry Potter?
Yes. And then you wedging. That's when you get all the air out of it. I kind of like that part. And then you like put it on the wheel and you do all this. There's so many steps.
So much to it. It's like, can't you just walk into a store and buy this?
You could.
But wait, so the first lesson you enjoyed enough to take a second lesson.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first lesson is just you make a bowl. But like they kind of like lead you through it pretty quick. Like you don't do all the steps.
Right.
And they kind of...
Because they want to hook you
into
that feeling of like, look at the bowl I have.
They do touch your hand in a way that makes the thing come to life better. Like it's like, here, just put a little pressure here. Oh, now it's a bowl.
Sounds
and
pervy.
You're like, oh, I'm amazed.
It sounds
pretty
pervy. It's
really horny. And then I made this cool...
So what I said.
Made two bowls in the class.
Two bowls.
Suddenly I think I'm a bowl master.
Two bowls of Lapkus over here.
Then I have to make them myself. You know, it's kind of a different story. But I did have fun. There's
how many bowls
the
did
end,
you make after
trimming and things that I don't like.
Yeah. How many bowls did you make after the two bowls that you made with assistance?
In class, I think I ended up, I threw a couple in the trash that were honestly just.
No, that's just wasteful.
I was like, I'm the kind of person who will keep this for the rest of my life.
Right. So I better throw it in the trash now.
I do not want this. And there are enough that I made that are like usable to put some nuts in or some balls and just different things.
Some gonads.
People just drop by your place and put their testicles
in your anything you
ashtrays.
Want. Yes.
Right. Wait, so the first
Mike
week.
Mike made an ashtray that was really good for his friend.
Ashtray. The first week you make a bowl. And they sort of cut corners so you can get the feel for it.
That's a separate class. That's like your one-off class.
That's a one-off, right. And then you can sign up for this.
So the first week, starting from scratch is if you never took that class, because they don't care if you took that class.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They even say that they don't
care. If I understand, you said that the first class, you do end up making a bowl and with their assistance.
And then they glaze it for you.
But
and you
they skip a bunch of steps. And then
I like glazing.
And then, sure.
Sure, we all like glazing.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? And then the next lesson, they're like, oh, you think you made a fucking bowl? Guess what? It's a piece of shit.
You don't know how to wedge.
You don't know what you're doing.
You don't know what anything is.
They break you down and you suffer an ego.
Why don't people just take the one-offs classes? Because you leave there with two good bowls.
Because then you
don't
actually know how to make anything.
Who cares?
But what I will say is that by taking the class, one thing I learned is I like doing the activity, but I don't like listening.
Yeah.
Oh.
In case you guys haven't picked up
the freedom story.
I really felt like I was at school sometimes and I was like.
That's the worst part of school is feeling like you're at school.
You know, you're going like, I could be doing anything else. I chose this.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why. And
so I've looked into college classes just for like certain subjects that I go. Mm-hmm.
I have two, and they always tell me to leave.
Yeah.
I open the door like, what's going on in here? They're like, get out of here.
This is the ladies' locker room, though, to be fair.
I just do locker room talk.
What is this, gym class?
No, but I've looked into community college to see,
plug it up, plug it up.
Could I learn more about history or whatever? But then that's the fear is that I'll just feel like I'm back at school again where it's like, I'm not interested in this.
I think there's two things at play here. One is it's very rare to be a captivating teacher of adults, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, I think it's very hard for adults who don't have to be in school anymore to like sit still for this shit where it's like, I don't, this is more steps than I thought.
I liked when they would set me free to do my thing and then give notes and help me and what, like, that was all really good.
So then I've said like, okay, well, I like reading books. Maybe I could buy a book on the subject and I'll learn more about it. And then I can't find the right book.
Okay.
You're also never going to read that book.
I know.
But I
can just die without knowing this stuff.
There are
right?
some people who love being students. Yeah. They love taking
classes.
Mike is
an autodidact.
Mm. Oh, really?
He does love to learn.
That's an Abraham Lincoln impersonator?
Yes. And he's really good at it with a big, big hat. And
could you excuse me for just one moment, Lauren? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
It has no connection.
First thought, best thought.
I was really racking my brain.
It just sounds like
he
it, doesn't
he loves
it?
To learn, and he's always learning something, and it's very cool. And he, but even he,
I think it's admirable.
It's great. He was a little bit like, when's pottery gonna end? But he was getting good at
the autodidact himself. Well, because somebody else was didacting.
Yeah. He did have a lot of fun when he got to go in by himself and just do it. But it was.
Do you think that he's good enough at things where like? He could just go into a like a pottery class without any teacher. And by the end of it, he would have a bowl and be like, I don't know how this happened, but I made a bowl.
No, it's pottery's not.
I went into a fugue state.
Pottery is really specific. It's amazing when you watch the teacher because they'll just like create something out of nothing. It's like amazing to watch people who are really good at that. But when you're trying to make something, you can fuck it up so easily. It's like you really need someone to explain the basics before you can... I mean, I think before you can start. I also took pottery in high school. We had it at my school.
I did it at a, it was a sort of like program at our local playground.
Yeah.
That had like an arts program.
Me too.
Yeah.
And all I remember is making ashtrays. I made like a bunch of ashtrays.
I remember making ashtrays.
I made a
money like
box.
No one smokes at our house or anything like that. So
they
it's
smoke
like,
at my house.
Oh, okay. But isn't it weird to be like a 7-year-old child and then everyone going like, here, make an ashtray.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
But those are easy because they're flat.
How get a 7-year-old child to make you an alibi when you're cheating on your wife?
Whoa.
Did I go too far?
No.
Not far enough.
Power.
I got to hear more go about further. This.
But yeah, I don't know. Ashtrays, I had one in my mom doesn't throw away anything either. I just remember it was there for years and years and years.
She has like old tissues and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. All the garbage.
She's got to throw that stuff away.
I have all the pottery I made in high school, which is horrible.
You got to bring it in for us.
Please.
Yeah, it's really good.
Please, we want to see it,
and
Lauren.
I have every like card and letter up to a certain point.
We want to read all of them.
Once I got to a certain age, I went, you don't need to keep them all.
Yeah.
I know.
It's
feels,
hard to throw away cards.
It feels, especially when like even if someone writes something really nice, I sit there, I look at it, I ingest it, I take it in, and then I'm like, I have to throw this away now, otherwise it will just sit on a desk forever.
I'll keep a card for, I still keep many cards, but I try to go, let's whittle this down.
Have you ever had like a box of old stuff and you look through it and there are things in there and you're like, I don't know what this is or why I've kept it?
Yeah.
Like a ticket that it just says ticket on it, like a carnival ticket. Right. You're like, I don't fucking know.
No, well, I probably talked about this, college papers that I found. I think I told you guys this. But like that stuff, I was like, why am I saving it? But then I didn't even
just
throw it out once
have
I
to go
found
to college
it.
Again.
Because it's kind of funny to look at.
Absolutely. That stuff for sure.
What I did the last place when we moved out of, I found a lot of that stuff and I just took pictures of it all. I think I even sent you a picture of something that you sent to me in like 1995 and I sent it to you.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
You should take pictures of them, print the pictures out like the size of the thing and then like put it in a
put
box.
It in a box. Yes. All right. We have to take a break. And we're back.
Can I say very quickly before we move on?
Super fast.
How quickly can you say it?
I have stuff I want to get into, so just as fast.
I have something I want to get into.
No, I actually don't, but
didn't
please.
Didn't we do a thing where we tried to say
something
very quickly?
Tried to say something very fast, see who could say it the fastest.
We timed it. Oh, I hit lap.
It was the Butcher Baker Candlestick Maker.
Butcher Baker Candlestick Maker.
That was slow. That was so slow.
But very enunciated.
Butcher Baker Candlestick Maker.
We need to do another taste test. I
if
think that people want that.
If Janie gives me a card or a nice note or something, I cannot throw it away.
I save everything Mike writes me.
I can't do it.
It depends on how detailed it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's a whole page written to like a whole side of the card.
If a friend writes me a nice card.
Yeah, I hear you.
TLDR.
if a friend writes me a thoughtful card, I keep it. If it just says Merry Christmas signed by so-and-so, it's in the trash.
Oh, yeah.
But
if a friend gives me a thoughtful, even a friend's card, I can eventually part with. But yeah. If Janie, I can't throw away anything Janie.
I have a couple of things that were written to me from people I barely know that I have kept, that I keep looking at going like, should I respond to these? That's the part.
You're
where
not supposed
I'm
to write
at.
Back to a Christmas card.
No. It's just like a nice note that someone sent me that I'm kind of like,
oh, like you're supposed to.
This could be the end of it.
The note.
Or should I respond? And that's why it's both of these things are just sitting on my desk.
Right. Should I respond is why I have over 1,500 emails in my inbox.
Yeah.
See, I think
you should. By the way,
Went back to some of the earliest ones. 2017.
You still had it in your inbox. I can't.
I wonder what the earliest in my inbox is.
Oh my god! I mean, it's the earliest I got in mine is 2023. There's no.
Really? You just are deleting emails?
Oh no! I mean,
emails?
In my inbox. Inbox.
Oh. Inbox.
No, but as unread.
But my old box.
Would I?
My outbox.
Old box.
Whatever you call it.
Parallel. Inbox.
Parallel was a joke my friend's dad told me.
Oh, absolutely! Your friend's dad told me. Yeah. For sure.
It was really specific.
Yeah.
To my experience, but then everyone knew it apparently in this room, so it's not.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Yeah. So.
It made the rounds.
My Gmail is very full, but I delete years at a time.
You delete years at a time, right? Yeah. I'm always afraid someone's going to get a hold of me 6 years later and be like, hey, remember me? And then I'm not going to know who they are. So I always need to refresh my memory
of
who they
are. Do you see them like coming out of a shadowy alley?
Yeah, it's usually Batman.
Remember me.
I used to like to have every email because then I would search.
What if Batman said, remember me?
Let me look you up in my Gmail.
You know what it was
handy Batman
for?
At Batman.com. Oh, yeah,
I would absolutely pretend not to know who he was.
You know what it was really handy for? When you had an audition in person the way it used to be, and then you'd search and go, oh, I did meet this person already.
No, that's a lot of meeting people
and just reminding yourself that you've met them.
Yes, exactly.
I now just kind of go, let's just let the dice
chips
fall where they may.
Let the bodies hit the floor. I thought about
bodies hitting the floor once.
Yeah. It was a beautiful.
Can I say one more thing about deleting years of emails?
Yes.
So I also used to say like saving them.
Hold on. Can I also say you made it sound like you were keeping up to date with your email?
I am.
But but you're letting years accumulate.
No. I've read and responded to every email, and then when they're in my all mail section.
Oh yeah.
I'll delete years at a time. I'll go, okay, let's just get rid of 2005 to 2007.
Yes.
Let's just get rid of 2007.
I can't do it.
There are old like romantic email things that I go
that I've sent you.
I had revisited, in a few years after that, whatever, like look back and be like, oh, what did we write?
Was that guy, Mr. Darcy?
I don't want to see that. Valerie Cherish.
You feel like them being in your inbox is like poisoning something.
I just don't care. Don't care. It's not that
it doesn't save.
I'd rather save a physical card, but I also throw those out from people like that.
All right, Paul, what were you going to say? I feel like I'm mediating.
What was I going to say?
Do a couple's therapy session.
I want to set up my, I've been threatening to do this for years, but set up my Twitch channel because I do like all the things that you can do on Twitch. And one thing I thought would be fun and motivate me is to do like maybe a weekly thing where I just stream myself answering all the emails in my inbox.
Wow.
Or deleting them.
And you're going to read out loud what they are?
I will give information that is safe to share.
So you'll say, this one's coming from
Montana.
I'll give the dates for sure.
You're like, this is from 2017. I owe this guy $50. I'm not going to reply.
Do you guys owe anyone money? Like meaning like, are there people
like
in your life
or somebody,
like a friend from even from like 2 decades ago or something like that? Where you're
probably,
man, I never paid that person back.
Probably.
I'm sure that's happened. I have guilt about people buying me dinner and then me never buying them dinner.
Really?
Sometimes I really don't like that imbalance and I feel really uncomfortable depending on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Other times it's fine, but there's sometimes I don't like that.
I
remember
where
when
I feel sort of like I owe them or something, or that it was weird that I didn't pay or something. Or like,
but they offered to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My old roommate,
just weird interactions.
My old roommate, I definitely paid everything.
You know what it boils down to? Just weird interactions.
Speaking of roommate roundup, I definitely paid my last roommate that I ever had.
Was it roommate roundup?
Yeah, didn't we do a
roommate? We're never completing that.
There was Restaurant Roundup.
Oh, okay. Roommate. What was the roommate
one? We did do roommate recap or something.
Roommate recap?
We were going to do all of our roommates.
Yeah, we started. We got like three in or something.
We got pretty far, but then I felt...
But my last one, I ended up paying everything. So I like wiped the slate clean. Yeah. But there are things like when I was up doing theater at a certain theater company and they would let you stay with like a nice couple for like a few weeks. Like the phone bill that I like ran up, you know, calling my girlfriend or whatever like that, and then never pay, you know, like skip town before paying and stuff like that. They're a little
you should find them.
Have you ever lent money to someone knowing I'm never going to see this money again?
Oh, yeah.
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 I'm eating a mamba.
A black mamba?
Ooh.
It's poison.
Oh, no. Okay, I wanted to tell you something else that happened.
Oh.
I know that I alluded to this on our text chain, but for the listener, they haven't heard this exciting story. You've heard my stories about finding lost dogs.
Yes.
I had a great interaction recently where we found a lost dog with someone who was in Hawaii and the dog was being taken care of.
Yeah.
Acting surprised.
And we coaxed the dog out and
I'm just half listening.
And it was very frightened. And it was so good because I'd had three experiences.
Previously on Dog Finder.
I had three experiences.
I had three experiences with finding lost dogs that were, the people were not very generous or gracious.
Yeah.
Two of which were down the street. And I've talked about these on previous shows where I've found this scared little dog outside of this person who lives down the street from me's house. And I've knocked on the door and I've said, "Is this your dog?" And they go, "Yeah, fine." And then they grab the dog. And I've always been like,
they need their dog privileges rescinded.
Yes. And I've always been like, okay, twice. To find the same dog twice, it feels like this is now your fault.
Because
like,
how many times did you not find it? That it's just,
exactly. That's how I felt. Okay, so during the break in between seasons of Threedom, I'm walking down the same street. I'm walking my own dogs.
Hollywood Boulevard.
I see the
Street of Dreams.
I see
stepping on stars left and right.
But don't step on.
There's Chuck Woolery. Mamie Van Doren, you know, like these are the stars that I'm stepping on. So anyway, so I see the woman that I've returned the dog to twice and she is packing up her giant truck.
She's got balls.
And what? What was that?
Why did you say that and like that?
Why are you laughing?
I'm
right
laughing because I shouldn't have said it.
She's got balls.
She's got a big truck. Just a woman with a big truck. She's tough.
See the truck nuts? Is that what you're talking
about? She's got truck nuts.
Sure.
She needs truck crocs. She's truck crocs.
Truck crocs.
Truck crocs.
She needs truck crocs. So she's loading up her truck and I see behind
with
her.
With dogs.
I see behind her the dog that I've found twice.
Mm-hmm.
I see this dog looking up at her, not on leash, and looking up at her quizzically. And I'm thinking, does she know that dog's there?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a situation where she's let the dog out and he's not?
We've wondered who did it.
Yeah, but the Baja Men, it turned out, were the culprits. But
is the
they let the dogs out?
Them.
Baja Men.
Do you think the dog was playing a prank on her?
That could have been it. Yeah. So I'm across the street. I'm trying to ascertain what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
This dog is looking up at her. She's not giving the dog the time of day.
Can you describe the dog? Because I have a picture in my mind of what the dog looks like.
He's very tiny. He's brown. He's got like
it's
long
not
fur.
At all.
This is what I was
thinking. This is what you were thinking
yes.
of?
Yeah.
Why do you think this? You've seen it?
No.
Okay.
I just,
he's been visiting me in my dreams.
I never.
Okay.
You knew that?
Yeah.
You saw me.
Yeah, I've seen you in the corner skulking.
You saw me in your dreams?
Yeah.
Oh. when you described the dog looking at her, all of a sudden I had a picture of the dog.
Yeah. So it's just kind of looking up at her.
I pictured a black and white dog with like ears that were like, huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
The ears were saying that.
Yeah, they were like, what? Huh?
So she gets into the truck. The dog is sort of trying to get her attention, goes behind the truck.
Oh.
The woman starts her truck up.
Jesus.
The dog
Christ.
Is directly behind
oh
the truck,
my God.
Off leash. I run across the street. I'm waving my arms with my dogs on my leashes.
So the dogs are flying all around.
And yes, it's chaos. So I'm waving my arms to try to get her to stop before she runs over her dog. She is not even looking in a rearview mirror. Just like starts to go backwards. Then just screech, like sees me waving my arms. She gets out. She's like, "What?" And I say, "Your dog is directly behind your car."
She's like, "What's your obsession with my fucking dog?" Yeah,
you're about to run over your dog. She gets out and goes, oh my God. And comes over and as she's going over to go pick up her dog, this dog then attacks my dogs.
What?
And starts to bite my dogs.
This is pure
chaos. Who are on their leash. I'm trying to get my dogs away from this dog who is now chasing them and biting them. And she's like, the woman is not going over and picking up her dog because it's like she doesn't want to get in the middle of it or something. So I gently, as I can, am using my foot, which is my only appendage,
yeah,
to like sort of like tap the dog back to back it away from my dogs. Mm-hmm. She eventually goes and grabs it and is like, "Oh, man, sorry about this. But ever since we got another dog, this one's acting out."
Is the dog in the yard?
No, it's a squirrel that had a huge...
I saw that.
Something from a tree.
Acorn.
Really?
Or pine cone.
Pine cone, maybe?
We're overlooking a tree here in the studio.
Sorry.
See a tree.
I love a squirrel.
Oh, yeah. It's raining hard.
So she's basically saying she got another dog, and now this dog is acting out. So she has two dogs that she's treating this...
It's really bad. Yeah. The other day I was thinking about this experience I had, which I'm sure I've told you, but... This was like 10 years ago. I was just driving in like on the west side somewhere in some random streets. But you know where like things start to intersect and it's crazy and busy and like big, big intersection coming up off of some like side residential streets. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm just driving along and this
little...
Oh, I
forgot you were a country bumpkin, Paul.
Oh, so there's like trucks and cars and they go on these things
and
called
high
roads.
Buildings.
What? Tall buildings?
Yeah. Taller than one story it. High.
Wait, what word did you say? Sibuli?
City life.
Oh,
Sibuli.
I genuinely was
Sibuli,
like,
of course.
What does that mean?
Sibuli. And I
Paul's
just
in
see,
a perpetual
I'm just
state
driving,
of confusion
and
as
I
we're
just
talking.
See this little tiny baby head walking down the street. I could only see the head.
Baby of what?
Of a person.
Human?
Of a person? A baby's
it was
head?
It was like a toddler. I could see just the top of their head from my car.
That sounds pretty cute.
Just walking down the street towards huge intersection alone. Oh. So I pulled
and this
over.
This is not an episode of Old Enough.
No, this child has not been sanctioned to do this task. And I got out of my car and went and helped this baby and walked back. And the mom was on the phone unloading groceries in her driveway and had not noticed.
Oh, that's
and she was, but
chilling.
She had like no reaction. It was so right. weird. Like I was like, "Your baby was just down the street by the corner here." And then she was like, "Okay." And she's like grabbing groceries. I was like, "That's
drop the groceries."
Crazy. It stuck with me forever. Because I was
but
like,
you get it now.
If well, yeah. Sometimes I just wander off.
Yeah.
If I hadn't gotten out of the car, I'm like, what would have happened? Like, it was yeah. just so
if
scary.
You, what if you had said, not my problem?
Right.
Vroom.
Can
like Spider-Man.
If it was yeah. like baby's day out, like he's just baby's just narrowly missing construction beams. And
yeah, it could have been funny.
Can I You're say, right. that fucking baby's day out.
Just, great just, movie.
It's a ripoff of Mr. Magoo, and they won't admit it. They
it
won't
is.
Acknowledge it.
They won't. Oh my God, they don't admit.
Oh my God, they don't admit it.
Yeah,
I have to say, I want
That's
to address
so true.
This. We
yeah.
will have talked about this already on another podcast, but on my other podcast, The Neighborhood Listen, people send in. We read posts from next door, and we use them as improv. You guys have both been on the show, mm-hmm. And sometimes we encourage people to send them in if they have an interesting one. And somebody sent one in that unfortunately turned out to be a good chunk of a sketch from I Think You Should Leave.
So someone
so fake.
Sent in a fake next
they
door.
They did not realize it was fake.
Oh, and they didn't realize it was oh. it was the premise of a sketch. From
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so you guys did improv based on the what ended up being the premise of a sketch from
yes.
I Think You Should Leave.
Yes, yes,
what
yes.
was it?
It was...
The 55 hamburgers.
No, it was not. It was not. But that figures into this tale.
Oh.
It was they're planning a baby shower and
yeah.
what should we bring for the baby shower? And Tim Robinson is like... I have, what about like, a bunch of fedoras? What about, I got 1,000 little plastic meatballs.
But so what's the next stuff. Door of it all? Like, they're like, my neighbor was talking about this.
Somebody posted in like, cause there's a for sale, in three sections.
For sale.
If you got something for sale. So somebody said, I'm selling 1,000 plastic meatballs. They look like little pieces of shit or whatever. And we were like reading this post like, this is too good to be true. And it turns out it was.
It was too good to be true.
So
but, then people were saying like, how could they not know? Like they quote, I think you should leave all the time. It's like we quote one sketch.
I don't remember every. Yeah.
Oh my God, he admitted in 55 hamburgers. Yeah.
I don't remember everything.
Maybe I remember a sloppy steaks sketch.
Oh, I forgot about that. So you just said it.
Yeah.
And I don't remember that one with the meatballs. I remember the.
I watched it again and I didn't remember it.
But here's what's
brand new to me.
They go really fast. The episodes are like 15 minutes and you're like, you're not going to remember. You just kind of have like one part that sticks out.
Here's what I find interesting though is like, I think it would be interesting to watch a sketch show where a premise is given to two different teams.
Yeah.
And you see,
I like that.
You see how they both write the sketch.
Yeah.
And it would be wildly different and it would be, they'd be two totally different sketches with the same premise. I think it would be really interesting.
Which is kind of what happened here because the guest was Dhruv Uday Singh and then he didn't catch it either. And then he had to come up with a reason why this guy had these things and was trying to sell them and the wording of it and everything.
Yeah.
And
that would be a fun live show.
Yeah, it would.
It would be a fun live show. Mm-hmm. Nobody steal this.
wait, you get the premise live and you have to write the sketch in front of everyone?
Like, yeah, like I feel like, no.
Including
like,
lunch order?
No, like there's other things that happen during the show, but like people get sent off to do that task and then they come back and perform it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they come back from the previous week and then you have the previous week perform.
So then why is it live?
Yeah, everyone lives in this place, right?
Right.
So they know
they're
each
all
other.
Roommates.
Yeah.
Or it's like, okay, it's improv and
we're like,
no, but improv is kind of similar where you could like,
well, like they, one team this, leaves the room and you give the team
the same
the
opening
prompt.
Line
and
or
then,
whatever,
and then
everybody could do it. Everybody have fun doing it.
Yeah, oh, and people would pay to get in, and we'd all be rich,
and we're gonna make so much little money. So much little money is going to be flowing out of my coins.
That sounds like an I think you should leave. So I made so much little money.
Guys, yeah. I got to go back to the dog thing and just ask two questions.
Yeah.
One.
Meeting you?
Does, yeah.
One
me,
who.
Me
one,
questioning you. One, you questioning the floor.
One who, two where. What?
Does anyone, I don't want to be a narc, but does anyone need to get involved in this woman's dog
situation? I don't really know what the
that
kind of thing. That seems like.
Doesn't sound good.
It sounds like she lives like really carelessly.
A careless life. Okay, here's my other question. I was sort of after all this where even the dog is biting my dogs. I'm kind of like, if I ever see this dog again, what do I do? Do I save this? If it's the
exact. You got
to
ice him.
No, but if the exact same thing happens and I see this dog is about to be run over, I'm probably going to have to go save the dog again. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like it can't happen four times.
I respect.
It sounds like it could.
I really respect the saving of dogs on the street. And I have many friends who are passionate about this.
Also, I'm not special.
There was this dog in my neighborhood. It was like just a puppy. And it was in this, just in this yard, front yard with a fence. And like, I could tell that these people didn't care about this dog.
That always makes me sad.
All it had to eat was a ball. And I was like, I'm going to save it.
Yeah. It was a Rice Krispie ball.
But wait, that's stealing.
Hmm?
So you stole a dog.
I took it out of the yard and... Now it's mine.
Did you give it a ball? Okay.
What is he eating now?
Well, food.
Okay, what shape is this food?
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Is it spherical?
Yeah, balls of mashed potatoes.
You can't only
I use an ice cream scooper.
Potatoes.
Why don't they call them ice cream / mashed potatoes?
Do you
scooper?
Get that I didn't, I'm being dumb? And
yes.
That I didn't think.
I always get it.
Of course we got it. But I was going to say you're now the worst one.
But you said Rice Krispie ball. Which was not the premise.
Yeah. Wait.
So what
the premise was the dog was playing with a ball, and I was dumb enough to think that was its food.
Yes.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I thought it was very clear.
I was trying to build on.
There was no confusion.
He gave me a little confusion.
I know. I'm trying to protect him and you.
Don't protect him. Protect me.
Protect me, Lauren.
You're both being protected by what I'm saying. He got it. He did a good job.
He got it.
You did a good job. He did a good job.
We all did a good job and I'm proud of us.
Yes. And we can do it.
And we can do it.
All right. We have to take a break. And And we're back.
Oh boy, are we.
And man, is it time for a threecher.
I mean, surely is.
There has hardly ever been a time that's been more time
as
for
sure
a threecher.
As the earth spins round and round, it is time for a threecher.
Is the earth spinning round and round?
I think it stopped, actually.
Did it stop one day?
I think the earth stopped.
When?
I think like in the 60s.
Oh, when we went to the moon.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
Oh, we pointed the space laser at it and it stopped.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What's we pointed the space laser at the moon and then that made the earth stop?
No, from the moon. That's where we kept the space laser.
From the moon.
And then, bzzz.
Guys, can we play a threecher?
Sure.
Well, it's time for it.
I'd love to play
as sure as the earth spins around. Wink, wink.
Jitterbug.
Yes, this is Lauren's request.
This was originally submitted by Yoni Gordon.
Yoni Gordon.
Yoni Gordon.
All right, so the way, so you're all familiar with the song by Wham! UK called Jitterbug. No, it's not called Jitterbug. It's called Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yes.
Wake me up before you go-go, I'm not planning on going solo.
It inexplicably starts with people snapping their fingers and saying Jitterbug.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, the first time I heard it, I was confused, and then I was like, I don't know, it just makes sense.
The first time I heard it, I said, this is inexplicable. The second time I heard it, I thought, this is explicable.
Yep, and you explicit it.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It makes the sun shine brighter than Doris Day.
That's right.
Wow.
So our world is better for the fact that this song exists.
That's agreed.
So sweet.
You know,
so
agreed.
We like to play a little game called Jitterbug.
If
we
only
just
the tyrant Napoleon could have heard this song.
Have you to say words that fill the syllable count of the word jitterbug in the time allotted.
We're going around in a circle. We're going around, I would say clockwise, although Paul, as discussed on the show, you don't quite know what that is.
He doesn't understand.
No, when we're sitting in this configuration, I do not know what clockwise is.
Meaning to your, it'll travel to your left.
That's, I don't so get if, how you don't know. Like, imagine Scott's midnight.
Oh, you don't?
Imagine Scott's midnight and you're three.
I'm after midnight.
Oh, okay.
Watch me on CBS
and I'm
at 12:30s.
Okay.
Does that do anything for you?
No.
What are you, dear? Three?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be three.
It's 12:39.
Okay.
What don't you get?
I get it.
No, you don't, liar.
Oh, fuck you.
Hold on, hold on. Paul gets it, okay. And you get that he gets it.
Yep.
Okay.
I understand, and I respect.
I like that we're doing this now. This is good.
We need the third person in an argument
we need to
de-escalate
play
the situation.
Jitterbug.
We have to fill up 20 more minutes, Lauren, so you rushing us to play
There's
Jitterbug
ball.
Is not going to make it go any faster.
Possible.
It's possible. It's probable.
It's possible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage.
Oh, what
was that from?
Cinderella starring Brandy.
Oh, Brandy. She's a fine girl.
Is that the Rodgers and Hammerstein version?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you go home, look it up, and come back.
Hold on a second. Now, Lauren doesn't know, and you understand that she doesn't know, and it's not her fault.
Okay, yeah.
You're right.
Good. This is good. This is good. This is the way we can keep the show going. Otherwise, this might be the last episode. We come back for two episodes, and then we're like,
I've never seen any of those televised thingies that where they do the Disney things.
My ex-girlfriend was Cinderella in this version, I believe.
Your ex-girlfriend was Cinderella.
Brandy.
That's who I'm talking about, Brandy. She's a fine girl.
So it's not the Rodgers and Hammerstein version. However, I do want to Google that.
I do believe it is the Rodgers and Hammerstein version.
But she was not Cinderella.
Who was
Brandy
she?
Brandy was Cinderella.
What
are you talking
I'm
about?
Saying
are
my,
you pretending that your ex-girlfriend was Brandy because Scott? Come
I'm
on.
I'm saying my ex-girlfriend was Cinderella in a stage version of the Rodgers and Hammerstein fucking Cinderella. Now, who's going to mediate me?
Cinderella, Brandy, 1997.
Wow, is that long ago? Shit.
Doesn't say a word about Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Okay, let me do a better.
Oh, it
search.
Does say it on the poster.
Oh, does it?
Right above the name.
Right above the name of what? Who's
Cinderella?
Name? Cinderella's, yeah.
Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cinderella. Yep.
Yeah.
So it is that.
And Whitney was in that. Was she the fairy godmother?
Whitney's the fairy godmother. We got Whoopi Goldberg. We got Bernadette Peters. We got Brandy. We got Jason Alexander.
Who was the original one? Because I think it was written for TV.
Was it your girlfriend?
Shut up.
I just don't know. Okay. I don't have all the answers.
I'm going to look it up. Okay. Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella. The first version of it. It was written for television and then adapted to the stage. It was originally broadcast on March 31st, 1957 as a vehicle for Julie Andrews, who played the title
role. Of course, Julie Andrews. Why wouldn't you have her in it?
You know how many people watched it when it was broadcast?
27 billion, million, trillion, billion, billion.
Very close. 100 million people.
That's so many.
Can you imagine that many people watching anything now?
Jesus Christ.
It was subsequently remade in 65 and 97. The 65 version was Leslie Ann Warren.
Oh, nice.
And then the 1997 version, of course, Brandi Norwood.
Leslie Ann Warren was in Clue?
Clue.
I think she ran for Senate.
Ms. Scarlet? Did she really?
No, I don't know. It just name sounds like something.
Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, that's why.
And then there was also Leslie Ann Down.
That's
and
right.
She ran for Senate.
I don't remember what she did or what she was all about. Who was she? She was an actress, right?
I hope so. It's a good life.
It is a good life. If so you can make great. A go of it, it's a fine life.
Even just doing like random little under fives.
Oh
yeah. Even random.
Oh, you mean my career?
Yeah, you've had a good life.
I had a good run.
Paul, you are so self-deprecating, but you have such a great career and you have so much more fun to be had.
That's beautiful. I have had a great career. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I guess it's like, but there's always the worry of like, oh, it's over.
No, sure. In fact, I am going to make a prediction. I think you're going to get on a show and it'll be the first actor ever to win an Oscar for a TV show.
Wow. Oh, that started out fun. And then I realized, oh, this guy's crazy.
Oh, you think I'm crazy? Fuck you. You're crazy. No, I think you'll be on a show at some point. It'll be a popular show. That happens all the time.
I think I'll be an old man and be on a show.
That's good.
I think so.
I'm fine with that. To be sassy grandpa.
Are you kidding?
And it'll be like a June Squibb situation or something like that.
I'd love to be a male June Squibb.
Yeah.
John Squibb.
And you'll be, John Squibb. And he has squibs where he's shot every episode.
I should change my name.
Yeah.
To John Squibb.
It's a good stage name.
I think it's been so long since I've had an audition that the turnover has got to be that it's all new people.
Yeah.
So I could be a new guy.
Yeah.
You're just John Squibb now.
Just be John Squibb. John Squibb.
I'm John Squibb's ex.
Yes, I've spent a lot of time treading the boards. That's why we probably haven't met before.
I'm always treading the boards. Just back and forth.
There, by the way, speaking of a John fill in the blank, I was reading a nice children's book.
Okay. That is a segue you could really apply to anything.
Yeah, why not? Reading a nice children's book called Goodnight Gorilla. I don't know if you have.
Holly loves it.
Great book.
Yeah.
Beautiful illustrations. I looked up the author, who's Peggy Rathman, I believe.
Yes.
She's married to John Wick.
Huh? What?
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I look up a lot of authors when I'm reading these books because I'm like, okay, let me guess if they're British or not.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones I like
and
to
usually,
play. You can tell from the photo.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they aren't, but they'll have mum or something. And I'm like, why is it mum?
Canada.
They do mum in Canada?
Yeah. And Massachusetts.
Is that
why in Massachusetts?
I don't know.
Interesting.
That's how Mitch says it.
Yeah.
Is that when you're saying mom, or you know how they say mum for ma'am? As well,
they say mom.
They say mom. Yeah.
Yes, mom.
Mom. Mom.
Mommy.
Now, is that just are they saying mom or are they saying ma'am but pronouncing it?
Mom? They're saying ma'am, pronouncing it mom.
And when that guy says mother about his wife, he means to say mom.
That guy? You mean Mike Pence?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I honestly couldn't remember his name, and I was happy.
Yeah. Honestly, if we could memory wipe ourselves the last 8 years, it would be so much fun.
Dumb
and then we could do
worm.
This show over again.
And it would
all the stories
new.
Would be new.
Wait. Oh. No. What were we talking about?
We were
Mom,
talking about Jitterbug.
Ma'am, mommy,
Mom,
Jitterbug.
Ma'am, Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Okay. Well, we're talking about Jitterbug. We were about to play it. Originally submitted by Yoni Gordon. And then we've talked about the song, how it goes, Jitterbug. We're going to go in a circle clockwise, and we're going to go.
I know what that means.
We're going to start with Jitterbug, and then we're going to go clockwise, and we're going to have to say things and phrases that fill up the Jitterbug.
The meter.
The meter. And it has to
fit the meter.
It has to work.
It has to work. It has to work.
But and it can work. It's
and we can do this.
We can work. We can do this, but it has to work.
And it can.
And it can.
Mm. It can.
No, I swear.
It can.
No, I swear.
But it's not a guarantee.
Come on.
We can do it. That's a guarantee.
Yes.
Let's do it.
It has to work. That's up in the air.
It has to work. Okay, here we go. What do we say? Jitterbug first or we snap first?
Snap first.
Okay. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Who goes first, by the way?
You.
I will.
Jitterbug.
Here we go. Pretty pick.
Rosencrantz.
Guildenstern.
Got to. Got to.
The Hamlet Boys.
Parking lot.
Meter maid.
Traffic cop.
Orange juice.
Milky squirt.
Diner food.
Coffee cup.
Coffee mug.
Hot tea mug.
Hershey bar.
Chocolate stick.
Hershey squirt. Lauren's laughing so much I don't think she can continue.
Keep going, keep going.
Hershey squirt to me.
Yes.
Diet squirt.
Butterball.
Fancy hat.
Turkey leg.
Gravy boat.
Candy DMs.
Tater mash.
Frenchy fry.
Large fries.
You're out.
I'm out. You're out.
That's good. Diet squirt after Hershey squirt. Really?
Diet
was.
Hershey squirt. That
like a
good.
Diet squirt. Yeah.
It's so weird that that's a soda that exists.
It is.
Diet squirt.
Squirt.
Squirt just
and
in general.
And diet squirt.
Yeah, that's true.
They have to have a diet squirt.
Honestly,
for the squirt lovers out there.
Honestly, anything that exists, it's kind of weird that it does.
Squirt.
Oh, you know I'm high. Don't do this.
Okay, I'm sorry. Paula's always high during
this
show.
I'm always high, and I don't want to have a bad trip. I've never had a bad trip, and I tend to keep it that
you're
way.
You're high 24 hours a day, though.
Yeah.
24 hours a day.
Day.
So you're always on a good trip?
Always.
Jitterbug.
I love being high. I love being high.
Well, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us. If you want to submit a threecher to us.
And we pray that you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, please,
if
please,
you were
please,
ever
please,
to submit
please.
A threecher, we would be so happy.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Pray the Excuse Lord me. My soul to keep. Ooh, nice little burp. Is that a preggy
Sorry.
Burp?
Sorry.
Preggy burp.
Baba Deep. Baba Duke.
Marmaduke.
Oh, Baba Duke's a good one.
Oh, Baba
Duke. I should have said that.
What if the Baba Duke, when you saw him, you were like, ah, and he was like, jitterbug.
I'd love him.
That would still be really scary.
By the way, not to be that guy, but it is pronounced Babadook.
Babadook.
It is?
Because it's supposed to rhyme with book.
Yeah. That was very confusing the first time I saw it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, what? This is a book?
Because you want to say, oh, the Babadook!
Babadook!
Babadook over here!
Babadook over here!
Oh, Babadook!
It's supposed to rhyme with book?
Yeah, because in the book, in the actual book, it rhymes with book.
Yes.
Babadook.
Babadook. Yeah, there you go.
Babadook. Bada bing, bada
bada book. Bada bing, bada book, bada do, bada ding, bada dang.
Excuse me, Mr. Babadook.
I'm the one with the Babadook. He came over me to say he's a jitterbug.
But if you want to submit a threecher, here's how you do it.
Write to freedomusa@gmail.com. 02134.
02134, what's that?
That's from Zoom.
Old commercial. Oh, okay. What was that?
Boston, Mass. Oh. Right to Zoom.
Oh, the show Zoom.
Yeah,
you We're gonna zoom. We're gonna zoom.
Not to be that guy, but it's pronounced Zoom.
Oh.
Oh no, not again.
And also if you want to call us, occasionally we'll take phone calls on the show.
Yeah. Not live. You leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, leave us a voicemail.
We have to verify that the message is
leave your
okay.
social security number. Verify. Leave your first pet's name, the street you grew up on, your mother's maiden name.
Which becomes your slut name.
Your slut name is your mother's maiden name and your last four digits of your social security.
My slut name is my first name and my last name.
Wow.
Ah, you slut.
He's a slut.
Icefolk, praise you.
If you want to leave us a voicemail, what is that number, Paul?
Hag Claims 8.
Oops, it's I'm late.
So easy to remember because there are a lot of hags in this world.
So many.
And they all want to, what do they want to do? They want to claim things. And how many of these things do they want to claim?
As many as possible. 8 is a good number.
8 is usually enough.
I like that we've never tried to just say the numbers.
No, because we don't remember them.
What if they were literally like 4445555?
That'd be great.
But
unfortunately, it's Hag Claims 8.
But leave those people alone at 4445555. Shout out to all the hags out there. Yeah. I love you.
And all the things you're trying to claim, you'll get them.
All your warty noses and whatever potions you're making.
So call Hag Claims 8, extension, oops, I'm late. And leave us a message, and maybe we'll hear them on this show. Who knows?
Maybe.
What maybe do I know?
You'll waste your time.
It could happen.
Yeah. I would imagine there are hundreds of messages on
logged in.
Because we hardly ever do it.
I was going to say Stranger Things have happened, and then I realized Stranger Things did happen.
That's right. We all watched
when
it.
I
we
say
loved it.
I've never logged in. Someone has and has been listening to them.
Just if you can imagine it, it's been done.
Yeah.
That's right. There's a parallel universe out there where everything exists. Multiple parallel universes where literally anything that could ever possibly happen in that anyone has ever thought up.
That sounds crowded.
That's like what it is here.
By the way, we haven't in the new season, we haven't said hello to our piss pigs. I just want to say hello to the piss pigs.
Oh, any piss pigs that have found us here, we're so happy.
We're so happy that
you are. If you are a new listener, again, we've said this before. We have to say it every time. We did not pick this.
No.
This was the listeners of the show voted to call themselves this.
Yes.
The name for our fandom is Piss Pigs. And I don't know why they did it.
We weren't even aware of the election necessarily. Yeah. It was a poll that we weren't consulted on.
No.
We've came to it very, very late and just at the last minute, we're sort of like, should we really be called this? And by then it was too late.
We were getting so many emails. Why aren't you calling us Piss Pigs? Please do it.
People were upset because they couldn't find the voting. It was close.
It was closed by then, yeah. and we had no opportunity to sort
don't
of affect the results.
Don't bring it to us. We didn't make the poll.
No.
Yeah. Somebody out there made the poll.
But we are bound by its results.
I mean, if that's what they... Because we love our listeners. And if that's what they
we
want
love
to
our
call,
listeners so much.
Don't want to
exactly.
Be called.
So exactly. Piss Pigs it is. They piss
I
love
to say, like,
called.
Fans. Or, it's like people don't identify that way.
They're more than that.
Yeah. You're our piss pigs.
Yeah.
So we love all of you, and we will see you on the next episode of Threedom, which is approximately 1 week away.
Yeah.
It's been...
It will be.
Jitterbug.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Jitterbug.